experience.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today.
Now for the Empowerment Hour here on Praise 107.9, presented by the Jacksonville Urban League and First Thursday Jacksonville. And now, here's your host, Dr. Richard Danford of the Jacksonville Urban League and Larry Williams of First Thursday Jacksonville.
Okay, good morning, Jacksonville. Good morning, Jacksonville. This is one of your hosts, Richard Danford, here on Empowerment Hour on Praise 107.9. We want to thank all of our listeners for being with us this morning. We've got an interesting setup, actually, here in the studio. It's just we're so blessed to be able to be with you this morning with the storm approaching, and of course my hosts are out of the studio. Larry is up in Waynesburg, you know, attending a funeral, and Jarman is up in, she flew the coop and took off and went to Birmingham, Alabama to get away from the storm. So my daughter Morgan is here in the studio with me, and tell us, Morgan, what's going on?
Just keeping out from the storm.
Just keeping out from the storm.
Trying to stay dry.
Good. Well, Larry, what's going on, man?
Hey, Doc. Hey, Morgan and Jarman. Happy Saturday, everybody, and happy Saturday, Jacksonville. I guess it is a good morning Duval type of day out there. Doc, I'm up in Waynesboro, Georgia. You guys know that I'm attending the funeral of my brother, Hubert Williams, who passed on August 24th in Waynesboro. Well, he died up in Augusta. But I just wanted to say thank you to you and Jarman and all of the folks there that are listeners there on Praise 107.9 for, you know, your condolences, prayers, and support, and most of all for the love, you know, that you guys have demonstrated and shown to me and Francine. You know, you guys are our family there in Jacksonville, so we really appreciate everything that you guys have done, and quite frankly, this is, you know, I have it's seven of us, and this is the first one of us that is passed, so it's a new experience, but you know, we're getting through it, and I really, again, just appreciate you guys. And I didn't flee from the Hurricane Irma, but I was coming here anyway. But right. If I wasn't, I would have fled just like Jarman and her husband did.
Jarman.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Jacksonville. Good morning, Dr. Danford and Morgan and Larry in Waynesboro, Georgia. Yes, I am currently in Birmingham, Alabama. My family and I, we flew the coop and left to come here. And actually, it was a blessing because we had the gas meters and everything were changed in this community, and we weren't aware of it. So we needed to call the gas company to come out, and someone had to be here in order for that to happen, for them to finish making the changes that they needed to make. So it actually was a blessing that we came, because we were able to get that taken care of at my dad's home. So I'm just enjoying some fall-like weather. It's cool in the morning, you know, cool at night, and warm in the daytime. So it's not as humid as it is in Florida. So it's a change for us, and we're enjoying it.
And, you know, this morning we were to have a special guest, Councilman Jim Love, had planned to be with us, Jarman, to talk certainly about what's going on in the mental health field. And as we deal with this storm, trying to figure out whether it's going to go east or west, come through the middle, just where all we know is that it's a very powerful storm, and we need to take precautions. Those that are evacuating probably should have already done so because of the traffic. I tried that myself with my family a number of years ago and made it to Folkestone, Georgia. Took me about 7 hours to get up to Waycross, so I decided that we would buckle down here at the house and take care of things over at the Urban League and offer our assistance wherever is needed. Let me just mention quickly that over at Bethel Baptist Institutional Church, we're gonna have a service this morning at 10 o'clock. So, you know, everything is closed on tomorrow, but we're going to go over at 10 and praise the Lord, because all of us know that if it had not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? We want to pray for those who are affected by the storm. And when I think of the devastation that occurred in the Caribbean, having visited some of those islands, and recognizing that those people really, in the midst of all that crisis, really don't have anywhere to go. They can't get in their cars and drive north. Mm-hmm. And so we're really blessed in this country. And I think that what is happening and what happened in Houston with Harvey, what is about to happen with Irma, I understand that there's an 8.1 magnitude earthquake that just happened over in Mexico. We've got a couple of hurricanes following Irma. I think it's a wake-up call for us in America to really look at her and be thankful for what we have and stop arguing about superfluous, irrelevant things that we feel are very important, and look at how God has blessed us, continues to bless us. And so with that, I'm going to, Larry and John, and I always talk about the homicide tracker, because crime is a big issue in Jacksonville. And, I'm saddened to report this morning that we've had our 91st homicide, which means that, which is significant, 91 shootings or murders, strangles, runovers, stabs. But we're at 91 today, and this time last year we were at 80. So we're on track to have more murders and more shootings throughout the end of 2017. So I'm hoping that that the 100 police officers that we're going to get will make a difference in eliminating and preventing some of the crime that continues to plague this city. So, so with that, Larry.
Well, Doc, I'm hearing you and I'm feeling you, but I'm not still sure that the police officers are going to make that much of a difference. I think we still have to address the root causes of this criminal activity, and that starts and ends with, in my estimation, with jobs and jobs that are well paying in our community, and eliminating more of the disparities across the board. We think that we can just put more police out there and that's going to solve the problem. I don't think that it will. Hopefully, it'll have an impact on it, but we need to do more than just put a Band-Aid on that situation. And Doc, just to address, Councilman Love was rescheduled because of the hurricane.
Sure. Arm,
and he'll be with us on next Saturday, weather permitting, because we have Jose following Irma. So, we don't know what the weather's going to be like next week. And I also want to thank everyone and apologize to everyone for our cancellation of First Thursday last Thursday.
Yeah, but we're gonna pick that up on next week, right?
We're going to try and pick it up next week on the September 14th, Doc. But,
okay.
Again, it all depends on the
weather. Sure.
Weather, yes, sir.
Well, listen, when we come back in our next segment, we're going to talk more about the hurricane, and of course Morgan will give us some insights in terms of where she is as a young person and what's going on in Jacksonville. This is Richard Danforth with Praise 107.9. We'll be back shortly.
Family, listen, I hope you're having a safe weekend. If you live in an area that Hurricane Irma is on the way, take cover, be safe, do what they tell you to do and evacuate, all right? Next week is a power-packed week right here on The Nightly Spirit. On Praise 107.9.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create in me a clean heart, so that I may worship you. Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me through and through. Just create in me a clean. Change something about you. Change.
Change me.
Whatever's not like you, Lord, I want you to.
Change me.
Do it for me, Lord. I dare you to just put your
change
hands on yourself.
Change me.
Lord, I want you to change me.
Change me.
Like only you can, Lord. Change me.
Change me.
Can y'all help me say it? It's easy. Like you mean it. Change me.
Change me.
Whatever's not like you, Lord, I want you to. From the inside out, Lord.
Change.
Oh, a little change. I need you to.
Yeah.
wonderful change, y'all remember this, has come over me.
Okay, good morning. Welcome back to Praise 107.9. This is Richard Danforth, and I'm here in the studio with Morgan Danforth. Our co-host Larry is in Waynesburg, and Waynesburg, Georgia, that is. And Jarman is over in Birmingham, Alabama. And so they're safe, and we're safe here as well. We're in the studio. And during this segment, we want to talk some about the storm, and Morgan, I understand you have some information you want to share with us.
Yeah, I just want to keep everybody updated on the progress, and because the mayor has issued a mandatory evacuation for zones A and B, we just wanted to make sure that we let everybody know where shelters were going to be in case, you know, you're like us and you're staying and not leaving, and you need a shelter. So a lot of the primary shelters are Landmark Middle School, Twin Lakes Elementary, Chimney Lakes Elementary, Mandarin Middle, Ocean Way Elementary, Abbas Park Elementary, Andrew Robinson, and Arlington Middle School. And then if you need a shelter with special needs, that's Atlantic Coast High School, Ocean Way Middle School, and Enterprise Elementary. And they're saying that the Legend Center on Soutel Drive is open to everyone, so it's the general public, special needs, and they're pet friendly. So
okay, hey Morgan, are there any other pet friendly shelters there?
Yes, Landmark is pet friendly, Chimney Lakes, Mandarin, and Atlantic Coast.
Awesome. Now, hey guys, you know there's 5.6 million people being evacuated from South Florida. And I'm here in Waynesboro and just off of the expressway, and I can the traffic, you're familiar with Augusta, so you know where Augusta to Waynesboro is about 27 miles.
Right.
That's how long the traffic was backed up from Augusta because of the evacuees coming in from South Florida and Savannah.
Right.
So it's really been chaotic here as far as traffic is concerned. They usually don't see this much traffic unless it's the Masters tournament. So this is an amazing thing that's going on.
Well, I don't think they're interested in playing in the golf today, but
well, you never know, Doc. I might go up there and see if I can use Bill Gates' membership and get.
I don't think so.
You walk around.
That won't work. No.
But no, this is a serious thing that the this Hurricane Irma and as you talked about, Doc, there are other hurricanes. One that's coming up the Gulf of Mexico, and then I think it's Jose that's following Irma. So it looks like we're going to have this is definitely hurricane season in Florida and on the East Coast. So I think we're going to get the deal. But there were 20 people, Doc, that was killed in Cuba.
Really?
Last evening, yes. And I was.
Is that in Havana? I don't
know what city it is, but.
Yeah, I had the good occasion to visit Cuba on several occasions, and of course our hearts go out with them.
Absolutely.
One of the things I'm happy about, it did not cause Haiti. Is how they pronounce it, Haiti.
Oh, yes.
They, you know, I was just prayerful that they did not get hit again because of the devastation that has occurred in that country over the years.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it seems like they're always in the eye of whatever disaster that's coming along. The place that can least afford it is the one that is ultimately always hit.
Oh, yeah, it's been known that storms have been known to jump over the Dominican Republic to Haiti, and it's the same continent, it's the same land, but it's, you know, well, that's something else, that's another conversation. But John, you know, there's a lot of anxiety, certainly, currently, you know, anticipating this storm. So you have some pointers on what people can do?
Well, my first pointer would be to pray. If you believe in the Lord, you pray and trust him in any situation that is can be traumatic and devastating. And if you need to speak with someone or, you know, a licensed a professional counselor to work through any of the anxiety, we recommend that you do that. In any way that you can deal with how you're feeling about the situation or any devastation that you may have had to deal with, if a positive way to deal with that is to talk with a counselor and work through that, and then that's the way to go. But number one, we just trust the Lord, because God is in control of everything, and he knows what he's doing.
And, you know, this may be a good time for us to pick up the phone and check on our mothers and uncles and aunts and sisters and brothers that we have not been talking to, have not spoken to for some time. You know, it may be it may be a good time just to call our friends and our family members to check up on her.
Yes, and Dr. Danford and Larry, my mother is in a nursing home facility in, you know, the Daytona Beach area. And, you know, in that situation, we just have to trust that everything is okay, because we couldn't evacuate her. We couldn't go and take her and pull her away from that facility. They have their own procedures, and currently they do not plan on evacuating, but they assured us that they are well stocked with food and water, and we're just praying and trusting that she and everyone in the facility will be okay.
Yeah, you remember, Larry, the pictures down in Harvey of them evacuating one of the nursing homes?
Right.
That was very traumatic.
Well, you guys, you know, one of the things that I've observed here yesterday was the police escorts of the school buses that were transporting the homeless from Savannah. And, you know, oftentimes we don't think about the folks that, you know, if they even wanted to leave these devastated areas, that they couldn't, because they don't have the resources to get out of a place. And so the city of Savannah supplied, and they're, you know, it's like an ongoing caravan of buses coming up from Savannah with the homeless, and they're being, you know, evacuation centers all over Augusta in the region here that is supposed to be out of the storm. But it's you know, sometimes we need to think about those that are, you know, less fortunate and don't have the resources to pick up and leave, you know, just thinking, you know, we're making a decision whether we want to, and then they have to make a decision of, you know, where am I going to go? Where can I go for safety? So those shelters and things are very important. And the methods of evacuation, you know, hopefully folks, you know, well, it's too late for evacuation now, but, you know, it's something else for those folks that don't have the resources to move themselves, that, you know, when they want to, on the public to move them.
Yeah, Larry, I drove through town coming here to the station, and the homeless folk were on Union and State Street doing the same things that they've been doing. So I don't know if there would be an effort by the city to move the homeless from downtown. You know, we're winding down in this segment. We've got how much time do we have? We're gonna take a break here. And again, we want to thank all of you for listening to us here on 107.9, and we'll be back shortly. Thank you.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
Work it, 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 work it
Okay, welcome back to Praise 107.9, the Empowerment Hour. Richard Danforth here and Morgan Danforth sitting in the studio, and Larry is up in Waynesburg, Georgia, and Jarman in Birmingham. And Jarman, you know, we were talking some about mental health a month. Tell us more about what's going on with that.
Yes, Jacksonville, it is September is National Infant Mortality Awareness Month, and infant mortality is the, you know, the survival of a child up until their first birthday, whether they survive through their first birthday. And there are several, you know, things that can happen during a woman's pregnancy and even after delivery of the baby that can contribute to the death of that young child. So we just want the community to be aware that we are recognizing September on a local level, because Mayor Curry just recognized Jacksonville to celebrate infant mortality awareness this month as well. Even though it was being celebrated on a national level, he has recognized it locally. So get the information that you need from some of the community agencies. We will be talking more about this with Councilman Jim Love when he is on the show with us, possibly next Saturday, and we will keep you updated on that.
Okay. Hey, Doc. Yes, Blair.
Yeah, hey, look, I was just talking about the hurricane and Irma and the effects of it, and I guess, you know, we were looking at the what Harvey did to the Houston area, but I understand that the Jaguars will be playing in Houston this tomorrow. That's an interesting turn of events, wouldn't you say, from the devastation that was caused by Harvey there in Houston?
Well, you got to remember, Larry, it's all about the money. And these games represent significant income for, you know, communities, and people have to work. We need something to help the residents in Houston. We don't hear as much about what's going on over there with the aftermath of Harvey because of Irma. But,
right.
You know, what have you done for me lately? I hope that game will help Houstonians find some comfort.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think it will be a good distraction for them. Sometimes, you know, when we're dealing with what we have day to day, you don't have time to think about sports or anything else. You're just trying to survive. So right. I think the Houston community needs to be commended. And also, you know, we're still sending out our prayers and so forth for their rehabilitation that they've already begun there. And I understand that FEMA had run out of money as of today. So did the budget, did they get the debt ceiling increase so that they can continue funding?
Yeah, I think
funding?
They passed $15 billion emergency relief. Now, speaking of FEMA, and of course, if you recall the last storm, we had FEMA was here, and the city received several $1 million for the cleanup effort. And of course, you know, we talk about our entrepreneurs, our local entrepreneurs, Larry, and how they want to be involved in how to increase their businesses. And of course, if we have a situation here in Jacksonville where trees are down, we want to encourage the city to utilize the small minority-owned businesses to help in the cleanup effort rather than, you know, relying generally on the very large contractors. So we'll look at that, Larry.
Yes, and you know, that's a good point, Doc. You know, as we missed the Matthews cleanup deal, but now we know that it's coming. So not only are you getting prepared for, you know, the hurricane itself, but, you know, the cleanup afterwards. And we know that's going to happen regardless of how much of an impact. It's going to have an impact. It just depends on how much rain and wind the city receives. But, you know, instead of waiting until it hits, let's go ahead and start getting our trucks gassed up and oiled up and let the city know that we're ready to go out there and haul some of that debris away. You know, that was millions, tens of millions of dollars was spent in the cleanup of Matthews, and I know very few African-American-owned businesses that participated in it. So, you know, again, these are opportunities, and, when, you know, you have to be ready to meet that opportunity if you're going to be a successful business person. So if you're in the construction area, you have your trucks and things, let the city know that you're available, and And also, you know, Doc, one of the major things with the water buildup is the drainage in, around the city. You know, you can see some of the drains. I was looking at them as we were leaving, and a lot of them had a lot of debris there. That's what causes flooding. So if you're listening, City of Jacksonville, make sure those drains are clean.
Yeah, make sure. Oh, by the way, Larry, there's reported this week that some of the Confederate monuments have been defaced here in Jacksonville, and of course that is continues to be a major issue for us. And again, we want to commend City Council President Anna Broche for taking leadership on dealing with the Confederate statues. That's an issue that's not going to go away. Certainly,
no, it's not.
You know, this dealing with this hurricane is of importance, and that
right.
is. But after the hurricane is gone, you remember that song after the joy is gone. What was the name of that song?
After
the storm is gone, we'll be back to dealing with some of the issues that impact us. Here locally, we're going to take a short break and hear some more music. Richard Danford here in the studio with Morgan and Larry and Jarman. Thank you for listening to 107.9.
Want to be happy? Then you found a spot.
The new Praise 107.9, the ultimate gospel experience.
You called out my name. My shame. This amazing grace you've shown so patiently.
Thank you.
Okay, welcome back to the Empowerment Hour 107.9. You know, let me recap. This is Richard Danford here in the studio. We started off this morning, certainly, as we do every Saturday morning, to we're trying to keep up with the homicide tracker that's the Times Union, Jacksonville.com, puts out on a daily basis. And I mentioned the fact that we're up to 91 murders or shootings or whatever this year as I speak. And this time last year, we were at 80. So, you know, while we've heard and we've read where crime has moderately gone down, maybe some of the other crimes, but in terms of where people are actually dying, either being shot, run over, or strangled, or beaten, that number continues to go up. And so with the devastation and of Irma that we know will occur, there, you know, we still have people getting shot. So, you know, that's not just a police issue. This is a community issue. And until we step up as a community, all of us, you know, and we support our sheriff, Mike Williams, and our local police, and it's not all of their job. Their job is to protect us, but what we're finding is generally they are, you know, they're showing up after the crime. And so we need to find a way to keep people from dying, and we will continue to do that. We have some, we want to recap some of the information on the shelters. Morgan, you had that information?
Yes.
And as well as what's happening this weekend.
Okay, so again, a couple of the general population shelters, Twin Lakes Elementary, Ocean Way Elementary, Abbas Park Elementary, Andrew Robinson, Arlington Middle School. The special needs shelters include Atlantic Coast, Atlantic Coast High School, Ocean Way Middle School, Enterprise Elementary, and locations that are open to pets include Landmark Middle School, again, Chimney Lakes, Mandarin Middle, and the Legend Center.
And what are some of the things that they're saying we should have if we decided to ride out the storm?
Of course, flashlights and extra batteries, first aid kits, food. The recommended amount, according to FEMA, is saying food for at least 3 days, food and water for at least 3 days. You just never know how long you're going to go without power. They're also saying
That's no crabs now. We don't want any crabs. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But they're also saying to make sure you have your prescription medications. And I was at Publix, and the line for the pharmacy was about just as long as the line for all the regular groceries.
Wow.
So, everybody's making sure they have their prescriptions. A lot of people forget their babies, but infant formula and diapers are always needed. Pet food if you are bringing your pets. Important documents. You just don't want them to get washed away. So that's always important, too.
Well, did they get another
delivery
of water there? Because when I left, there was no water on the shelves, and I was wondering, did they restock the shelves?
Yeah, well, I guess it depends, because we were in Walmart yesterday, and Walmart was giving out 2 cases per family, and that was it. Well, like selling them, but you could only get two. Yeah, but you could only get two per family, you know?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so no 10 things of water per person.
Yeah.
And of course, Larry, I was in my favorite store, Home Depot.
Yeah, you live over there.
I live over in Home Depot. And of course, they were out of flashlights, mm-hmm. which is what I was really looking for. What were you saying, Sean?
I would have thought that you would have had 50 flashlights around there, as much work as you do.
I was asking about the food. Did they have a recommended, you know, type of food or canned food?
It definitely says non-perishable.
So what is non-perishable?
I mean, you know, anything that'll last for you. Yeah, anything that'll last for you. I got a lot of
tuna fish.
We have tuna fish at the house. We got a lot of
peanut butter.
Yeah,
and
peanut butter and jelly, turkey sandwiches. You know, something that you can work with if the power goes out.
Okay.
Yeah, you know.
Well, I've got gas in my grill.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do some turkey burgers. Hey. Yeah, so we're prepared.
All right, then there you go. But, you know, again, let me remind folks that we did, we were scheduled to have Councilman Jim Love from the 14th District on this morning, and because of Irma, we had to reschedule him for next Saturday, and also we had to reschedule First Thursday Jacksonville from Thursday, and preferably we'll be able to reschedule her in on next Thursday, September the 14th, I believe that's the right date. And we're looking forward to talking to her. Doc mentioned earlier about the Confederate monuments and statues and so forth being defaced in Jacksonville. But it's not only in Jacksonville, it's around the country. And, you know, again, if you put things out there and people don't really like it, they're going to deface it. Not that we're condoning that. I think that's ridiculous for people to do anything to public property. But let's move those monuments in a place where they're more appropriate and just move on from there. And, again, we'll have that next Thursday, 4:30 p.m. at the Jacksonville Urban League. We're going to also have, I think, Doc, next Saturday, don't we have a walk coming up at the Springfield Center?
Yes, we have the 5th Annual Historic Springfield Community 5K Run Walk. On Saturday, it will start at 7:30,
and you'll be there, right, Doc? Doing a live show, right?
Yeah, we'll be live from the walk. And this, as I said, this is our 5th one. It's $35 on race day, and it's $25 if you go online by today. You can get it for $25. So come on out and walk with us. I tell you, there's some wonderful things going on in Springfield. If you go down Main Street, you see some new development. We've got some new restaurants that are opening and other businesses. I'm just really proud of the effort. And again, you know, we want to thank Wells Fargo really for pulling together that Community Learning Center up on Main Street.
We've had
thousands of organizations and people, you know, to participate in it over the last 5 years. We had our 5th anniversary, and it is a catalyst, really, to help Springfield revitalize. And, you know, we know that the people over at SPA are doing a great job in working with that community. So we look forward to seeing all of you on race day, and I know Jarman is going to be out there. Are you coming, Jarman?
I will look at my calendar and see if I'll be able to make it.
Okay. All right. Well, if not,
yeah, I'm looking at my Palm Pilot right now, so looks like I'm available.
Okay, then. Well, I look forward to seeing everyone, and let's stay prayerful. That's the main thing, and of course, you know, this is a religious station, and this is Praise 107.9, and you know, we're all believers here, and we know
and
that.
Doc, can I take a moment?
Sure.
Time is winding down here, but I really, really want to thank everybody for, you know, their friendship and support and love, as you know, to our family here as we you know, grieve the death of our brother Hubert Williams here in Waynesboro. And you know, it's so good, Doc, to see, you know, my brothers and sisters from all across the country, Thomas and Malcolm from Seattle, and my sister Priscilla from Fort Washington, Maryland, and my brother wasn't able to make it out of Homestead, so. But you know, it's good to see him, and then you know, again, all the support that you all have given us has just been, you know, very humbling. So thank you.
Oh yeah, you're so welcome. You know, we're all there. We've been there. We're going there, and it's just a way of life. And you know, but it's sad when we have to get together for that. But it's always good to see family members. And
absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
And so that's what I'm saying. While we're living, we need to reach out to our our relatives, the ones that we don't talk to and mad with about stupid stuff, and you know, because
yeah,
life is short, and
that's right.
And we need to recognize that if it had not, and if it's not for the Lord who is on our side, you know, where will we be?
Absolutely. Yes, and Dr. you know, again, this is the emergency preparedness. We hope that folks that are staying there in the city of Jacksonville in North Florida, you know, be safe. And we know you can't leave now, or shouldn't leave, because you can always leave, but you shouldn't now. But be safe, hunker down, and you know, don't be don't get in the eye of the storm. You want to stay away from it. You're dangerous, as much danger as possible.
Right.
You know, stock up. You got another, it sounds like you're going to have today and won't freeze the really starting to affect until Sunday, afternoon or evening. So, you know, be prepared and stay safe.
And we've got a couple minutes, Jarman. You had a point you wanted to make.
Well, I was just going to recap what you mentioned, Dr. Danford, about, you know, the crime in the city and the 100 police officers that we discussed earlier, and ways that the community can help with that is prevention. There are some programs out there that provide mentoring for at-risk children. We need to offer community programs that provide parent training, because some parents, what we're finding is just are not aware of the things that they need to teach their children, and programs that they need to expose them to so that they will have a better opportunity or more options to choose versus a life of crime or a criminal activity. And they recognized foster grandparents this month for providing mentoring for at-risk children in Jacksonville. And this foster grandparent program is in several elementary schools where they're actually trying to prevent at-risk children from going down that path. So we need to work with parents, the community, teachers, and any type of before and after school programs to prevent crime with our young children.
Right, and we need to stay vigilant on this journey and Children's Commission proposal that's coming before the City Council, and how they distribute those resources to organizations in this community. So we'll talk more about that. Listen, guys, this has been great. We're just blessed to have had an opportunity to come here to the station with the storm coming. And thank you, Morgan, for getting up with me this morning to be here with us. And Larry up in Waynesburg, Georgia, we're praying for you guys up there. And Jarman, enjoy the beautiful weather up in Birmingham, and we look forward to seeing you back in the city. And have a wonderful day, and be blessed and be safe. This is Richard Danford here in the studio, sounding off the Empowerment Hour, Praise 107.9.
The ultimate gospel experience, the new Praise 107.9. The new Praise 107.9.
Intentional.